Okay, welcome to Divine Intervention Life Lessons. This is episode 12, and my topic with this message is the Good Messenger. So my name is Divine. Many of you listening to this know that I make a lot of podcasts. I have a series of podcasts I make for people in medicine, especially people in medical school. It's called the Divine Intervention Podcasts. You can listen to those on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, and also have a website with that same name that you can look at. And you know, there's close to 335 podcasts that emphasize many different medical topics and like USMLE topics. So if that's something you're interested in, you're more than welcome to touch base on that. But today I want to talk about the Good Messenger. So what does it mean to be a messenger? Well, a messenger is a person that delivers a message, right? Like say, for example, if you want to post something to, let's say you live in Michigan, you want to post something to a person in Arizona. You can do it in one of two ways. You can go personally and maybe make the drive from Michigan to Arizona, or you can fly to Arizona, or you can just mail the item, which is the option that many people use. And ultimately, when the mail gets to Arizona, a postman is going to bring that mail to your home. So anyone that's a messenger has a package that they are addressing to people. Anyone that's a messenger has a message that they are bringing to people, right? So the thing is, there are many different kinds of messages you can bring. You can bring good messages. You can bring bad messages. You can bring edifying messages. You can bring comforting messages. You can bring destructive messages, right? So I want to challenge you today. What kind of message are you bringing? Because the thing is, we live in a world these days where it's almost like bad news and destructive news and heartbreaking news is the order of the day. If you watch most news media and you read most newspapers and stuff, the headline is always some bad thing going on, right? Ask yourself, when was the last time you saw good news as the headline on a newspaper or on news media, right? Because again, it's almost like there's just this pervasive need these days to share bad news. And the thing is, bad news really breaks people's hearts, right? Bad news rears up anxiety for people. Bad news makes people depressed. Bad news makes people not have good hope for the future. That's why you see many times I tell people this: watch what you listen to, watch what you bring into your mind, watch the kinds of messages you're bringing into your heart, because those things affect your state of mind, and your state of mind determines how you approach life. I mean, we all know this. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. The way you think in your heart, and the thing is, your heart is shaped by what you hear. I mean, the Bible even says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, right? If you listen to good news, then your faith will be built up. But I also want to challenge you to think on this. Fear, depression, anxiety also comes by hearing. Just as faith can come by hearing, doubt, unbelief, depression, anxiety can all come by hearing. So I'll encourage you today, watch what you are listening to. But on your own part, the next challenge I want to give you today is, be a bearer of good news. Be a bearer of good news. In a world where we have COVID-19, don't get me wrong, COVID-19 is not a hoax, right? In a world where we have COVID-19 and we have one problem after the other just cropping up every single day, be a bearer of good news. Be the kind of person that when people are around you or after you've spoken to a group of people, they have this motivation in their hearts. They feel like the future will be bright. Don't be a person that visits people and darkens their future, right? And bust their bubble, right? Be a person that bears good news. Jesus Christ, when he came on this earth, what did he do? He bore the good news of salvation. How many people have you preached to about God today? How many people have you encouraged today? You see, some people, they are willing to spend hours on social media commenting on things, or commenting on bad news, or calling people and gossiping on bad news. Oh, the war going on here. This person did this thing. This one is cheating on his wife. This one is cheating on blah, 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 blah. All those times you're spending sharing bad news, gossiping on bad news, destroying relationships, building anxiety in people's hearts. Why don't you use that time sharing good news? And the thing is, you can share good news in many ways. You can share it on your social media. You can share it. I mean, like, for example, this podcast is an example of me sharing good news. You can call someone. You can say, oh, you know, I've not spoken to you in the last month. How are you doing? I hope everything is going well. You encourage them, right? When you call people, have this thought in your heart that whenever you speak with people or you interact with them, those people will leave you better than when they met you originally, right? So always make a difference in people's lives. Jesus Christ made a difference in the lives of people. Be a difference maker in the lives of people. Share good news with them. Do you know that you can share good news just by your character, just by your behavior, just by your perspective, right? Again, when a person is upbeat, being upbeat is contagious. When people see that upbeat character, when people see that upbeat personality, they want to associate with you. So I strongly encourage you today, be a positive messenger. Be a good messenger. Don't be a bad messenger. Don't be a person that pulls people down. Don't be a person that tears people's dreams and goals and aspirations down. Encourage people. I'm not saying you should lie to people. Tell people the truth, but you can tell them the truth in love. The Bible says a gentle answer turns away wrath. You can correct the person in love. You can correct the person and motivate them to good works. In medicine, we do this thing called motivational interviewing, where we speak with people and we try to get them to change bad habits like smoking and consuming alcohol and things like that, right? So motivate people. Even the Bible says, stir up each other onto, like, stir. You want to stir people onto good works. Provoke people. Yes, that's the term the Bible uses. It says, provoke people onto good works. Be a person that provokes people to do good because of the good message you're sharing. And again, as I wrap up today, there's this message that I heard a long time ago that has made a big difference in my life. That is the message of salvation. So Jesus Christ has, many of you listening to this podcast, you know I'm a Christian. Jesus Christ has made a huge difference for me. He has completely turned my life around and he has made me a great, great, great individual. God has blessed me. God has helped me greatly. I mean, I wonder how a person can live in this world we live in today without hearing the good news of Christ, without receiving and accepting that good news of Christ. So if you want to give your life to Christ today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. I believe you shed your blood on the cross and died to give me life. Thank you for this good news of salvation. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Give me a brand new beginning. Write my name in the book of life. Fill me with your Spirit and cause me to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have just listened to this message, and you've just prayed this prayer, congratulations. You're a child of God. So I'll encourage you, find a Bible, read it, do what it says. And also, seek community with other believers. Find a Bible-believing church. Again, there are many churches these days that call themselves Bible-believing, but they are not. They preach heresy. So find a Bible-believing church. Personally, for me, I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, RCCG. It's a big church. It's a church that has thousands of parishes all over the world. So I'll encourage you, find a Bible-believing church. You can find an RCCG. Join, right? And begin to do God's will. And you'll begin to see your life head in the positive direction. Thank you for listening to me today. Until next time, thank you. God bless you.